Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Monday, the 20th of September. Oh, poor Rob. Come on.
Haven't we talked about this enough?
No. All right.
Okay.
Look, Rob didn't get another Guernsey for Dancing with the Stars All Stars Part 2.
They're going to run out of people.
Yeah, I know, eventually.
I'm aiming for Season 5.
Right, so we looked at that. But look, the good thing was that across the weekend, you were able to do something which was relaxing.
Yeah.
It was just
enjoyable. I've changed tact.
Yeah, I know you
have. I'm no longer a pool swimmer.
No, I know. We'll find out about that very, very soon. Dancing with the Stars All Stars 2022. They're going again. You missed out on the first one. And I'm looking at all the pictures of the people who I don't know.
Yeah, well, no. I looked down the list. I saw a Rob and I was a bit excited. But it's not.
No, you missed
Rob
out
Mills.
Again. Look, Rob Mills.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. My name's fairly having
no, Rob. No. Look, Sonia Kruger and Daryl Summers, they're going to be hosting it again.
I'm going to have to ring Sonia.
Yeah, and let it, because you're a good friend. Can we give her a call this week? What's wrong?
You
Grant
Denyer's
made it. He's returning to the dance floor.
Yeah.
He won in 2006 for Dancing with the Stars All Stars.
Yeah.
Now, Bridie Carter, she's there. I don't know David Roden, AFL player. I do know Anthony.
Who's
Koutafidis? I remember him.
Who's that?
He played for AFL 2006. I think he was on the show. Did he win? No, he was on the show in 2006.
Don't
know. So Angie Kent, former Bachelorette. Bachelorette.
I know.
Yeah, Angie, because she was on Gogglebox.
Right. And Gogglebox.
Then she went to
I'm a
Celebrity.
Done the Jungle.
Did the Jungle.
Yeah,
then
you know what it is.
Bachelor.
Chris Smith. He's in the Jungle.
Was he in the Model too? Was he in the Jungle?
Grant Denyer, he was in the Jungle.
Was he in the Jungle?
Why did you go in the Jungle? I just got to go in the Jungle.
That's all you got to do. Season's wildcard entrance of Sam Mack, the weatherman, Channel 7. Oh, it's a very Channel 7 based. Denny Heinen, Home and Away star. Cameron Daddo, is he still on Home and Away?
Cameron Daddo?
Yeah, that's what they say here, Home and Away. Star. Is he a nice bloke?
Yeah.
Well, look, it's...
Makes his own surfboards.
Does he really?
Yeah.
And they also wanted... they had a choice between a mop... And Rob Palmer, unfortunately.
The mop got it.
The mop got it, but, you know, we'll keep you up to date.
Who is the mop?
I don't know.
Oh, you just made that up.
Yeah, just made that up. No. You better get that.
Hello, Triple M.
Hello, it's Ronaldo, hairdresser to the stars, part-time Uber driver, Paddy and Rob, you're fantastic. I'm fantastic. How are you, bloody buggers?
Well, going okay, Ronaldo.
Look, I am on the starting block like a sprinter wearing Lycra, ready for the premier, to fire that starting pistol for businesses to resume.
Won't be long now. How's Sebastian going, Ronaldo?
Well, yep. Sebastian, third year apprentice and part-time fisherman, is in mourning.
Oh, that's sad. Who died?
Oh, no one's died. Sebastian was saddened that Rob Palmer didn't get the call up with all of the other nobodies on the next instalment of Dancing with the Stars, All Stars. Oh, what have you done, Robert, to the executive team at Channel 7?
I don't think Rob has any compromising pics of anyone, Ronaldo.
No.
Well... Bloody Grant Denyer must. He got a start.
Yeah.
And if they go height for height, Grant will be dancing with a garden gnome.
Right.
And Daryl Summers has been asked back, I see, to host Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he has. They just might be going for a mature audience again, Ronaldo.
Oh, they really are. Because Daryl is 67.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, Robert, there is a chance for you to get back on the show.
Really? What's that?
Would you be able to fit into the Plucker Duck uniform? I think your belly and bum are in proportion to Pluckers.
Ronaldo?
Anyway, there's a start onto the show, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, must go, bye.
Get out.
Wow. Being in lockdown, you do a few strange things. Have you been doing strange things at home?
Oh, I'll define strange.
Okay. All right.
Decided to paint my daughter's bedroom.
Did you see? You wouldn't have done that normally, would you?
Not normally.
It's not that strange.
It's not strange, but it's...
Something that you wouldn't have done normally. Well, I wouldn't have done this normally, but I've been Facebook stalking. No, Facebook checking up, I should say.
Checking up.
And I thought, you know how you go.
I know.
You know how you go sometimes. You go, I wonder that bloke I went to school with or... That other bloke, you know, that I know, wonder how he's going now. So you
Ex-girlfriends?
No.
No.
Robert.
I'm just asking.
And then you just go, oh, search. And there was a bloke, and I thought, because when I grew up in Bundy, we'd do life-saving during the summer and rugby league in the winter. Oh. And there's a bloke I used to do it with, and he was from Rockhampton. His name was Jeff Evans.
What's Jeff doing?
I said, bloody what,
Did Jeff? You say Jeff Evans?
Yeah.
It's my cousin's name.
You're joking,
you are joking.
You
get
are
out of it.
Joking
my
me.
Cousin is Jeff Evans.
No.
Does he sell trucks?
No.
This Jeff?
No, he doesn't.
Different Jeff.
Different Jeff, must be. But anyway, so I thought I'd go online and I'm there. God, and I thought, wonder what he's doing. So there I am, I'm going, typing in. Yep. And you know what he's
Bard.
Doing? You know, you know what he's doing?
What's he doing?
He is over in Leeds in the UK as a sports fitness trainer. And then I thought to myself,
does he know that you've been searching him up? Did you say g'day? Did you send him a wave?
No, I didn't go on Facebook. I did check on Facebook.
But you didn't send him a wave?
He's as inactive as what I am. And then so I thought, wonder what his brother, he had a brother, Troy. So Troy Evans. Troy Evans, because he used to play footy. I think he was 1 or 2 years younger.
A lot of letters in Troy Evans.
Yeah. I misspelled. I went Trey. Oh, no. And so I took that. And I'm there, be buggered. Yeah. And then I went,
what's
Troy?
You didn't type something else.
No. And then I went, my God. And you know who Troy Evans is?
Who's Troy Evans?
The father of Daily Cherry Evans.
No.
Yes, from bloody Manly. Oh, and I went, you are
that
joking
is a small
me.
World.
So all night.
Couldn't
then,
possibly be related to Greg Evans.
No. And then all night, I'm just going, oh, there's another story. And so the guys that I used to go verse against life-saving in rugby league
are you trying
from
to,
Rockhampton.
Are you trying to concoct some long-winded connection?
There is a connection, Charlie Cherry Evans. And next time I see DCE, as he's affectionately known
say,
to me.
Hey, DCE.
I know your dad. He wouldn't have no idea. And your uncle. So isn't that is unbelievable.
Your dad and your uncle.
I know, from when we were growing up, when he was in Rocky and I was in Bundy. What an unbelievable story.
What a close.
Yeah.
Just there.
But we've all got them. We've
laid the grass apart, aren't you?
Haven't we all got them, small world stories?
Yeah. Oh, I've got one.
Yeah, what's yours?
I was working overseas and my mate who I was working with had a mate and that mate who I got to know quite well was the daughter of rock royalty ACDC rhythm guitarist.
Who was it?
Malcolm Young.
There you go. So it was your mate's mate. I love those
stories. My mate's mate. And then she invited me over to his house.
See, you have...
me and Mal Young got together as though we're best mates.
Well, look, Daily Cherry Evans and Malcolm Young from ACDC. And it's a small world. John from Berkeleyvale. Good morning, mate.
Johnny?
How you going, Paddy? How you going, boys?
Yeah, not too bad. Who is there a distant relation to?
Well, it's not so distant, but it's to Australian Prime Minister, ex-Prime Minister Paul Keating.
Ooh. Right. What's the relation?
What's the misfortune?
Yeah, the relation is his second cousin to my father, who's departed, unfortunately, passed away just the end of last year. But the story is a classic.
Yeah.
The story is that these two fine gentlemen, dressed gentlemen, very astute suits, turned up to my father's mother's house, Stella Keating her name was, knocked on the door and didn't say too much to her. It just said, we need to come in and look around your house, thank you, and just sort of moved her to the side, walked on through, looked in every room. She asked, look, what are you doing in here? And they said, don't ask any questions, ma'am. We just need to have a good look around your house, if you don't mind.
This is my house.
She was getting a bit flustered. She was there by herself. Her dad's brother used to live there, but he wasn't at home. So I had a good look around for about 4 minutes, and then they said, okay, look, with that being all under control, Mr. Keating would like to come in and have lunch with you. Paul Keating, Prime Minister's up in Sydney today, has some meetings from Canberra. He wants to know if you'd like to have lunch with him today. So it was Paul up for business. And he just wanted to pop in and see his auntie, because Stella was his auntie and Paul was my dad's cousin. So he popped in to have lunch with his auntie.
But they sent the security through.
I tell you, when I go and see my auntie, there is not quite the hoo-ha, but that's, Talk about jumping through hoops.
a very true story. And yeah, he never lost contact with his relatives, and he popped in just to have a cup of tea.
Yes, it's providing it was all safe and secure.
Of course.
And he went in, he said, "This is the afternoon tea we had to have."
That's right.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for that, mate.
Well done.
Okay, take care. We've got Catherine from Baddow Bay. Okay, what's the small world story, Catherine?
I'm second cousins with Natalie Bassingthwaite from the Rogue Traders.
Oh, look out. Second cousins to Nat Bass.
Yeah, I've never actually met her. But
that doesn't matter for the purpose of the exercise.
How does a second cousin work?
Oh, it's like you're on my mother's side, like her brother's sister's girlfriend, I don't know.
So really close.
Yeah.
Whenever
but
she...
I'm just looking, and it's my birthday today, so...
Oh, it's Catherine's birthday. Catherine from Baddow Bay.
Oh, well, we're going to give you the coffee pot. We've got Gabrielle Coffee putting spring in your life. If you love coffee, haven't tried them yet, you're missing out. So that's yours, Kat, for your birthday.
Oh, beautiful. Everyone at Gosford Centrelink will love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
G'day, Billy Mac.
G'day, Rob. What about the Wallaby? Oh, hello, Paddy.
I know, Billy.
That's enough Thugby talk. What about your team, Parramatta?
Stenray just have done it somehow. 8 points to 6. The halftime score.
Sorry, boys.
Is the full-time score.
There's nothing like Gerard to ruin the mood of the party, is there, Billy?
No, it's cricket season now anyway.
Now, hey, Billy Mack, what we're looking at, small world stories, connections, who to?
Well, I worked on Mission Impossible 2 as security.
Yes.
Me and a lot of other fireys, and another fiery who's a coastie, Scott Needham, and I looked after Connor and Isabella Cruz.
So no you technically
You're like
are the uncle to Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman's kids.
Yes, we're the non-Scientology uncles.
Non-Scientology uncles.
Yeah.
Very good, Billy Mack.
That then opens up 6 degrees of separation because Tom Cruise worked with Ron Howard, who worked with John Wayne, and it just goes on forever.
Oh, my. The people you don't know, Billy Mack.
Oh,
holy jeez.
Hang on. Now, as I've told you, Paddy, I don't know people. People know me.
Okay, Billy.
The other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
Play the theme.
Play the theme.
Thank you.
That's the one.
I saw them.
SpaceX.
I saw them.
You saw them?
Saw them.
With the naked eye?
The ones with the four people who landed back in the ocean.
That's right. First civilian astronauts safely back to Earth.
One was a billionaire.
Every crew has to have a billionaire.
Okay.
Because who's going to pay for it?
That was on the news last night.
I was going to get to that, but you ruined the surprise. It was in the Atlantic.
Sorry. You could have told me.
Who's doing this? Actually, you take it from here, Paddy Gerard.
No, you got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. off Florida's coast. It was a 3-day flight, which is a hell of a flight. Yeah. First all-civilian crew ever launched into Earth orbit, which is quite incredible. They had to plunge to come back through Earth's atmosphere. They generated frictional. Have a guess how hot it was coming back.
Really hot. You could have toasted your marshmallows.
1,927 degrees Celsius.
Wow, that's
on the
hot.
Outside of this thing.
That is hotter than when I used to wear Speedos at the beach.
That's right.
When I was in really good nick. Oh, that was
that
hot.
That was hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, just to do that, they had to have special suits that would cool just in case it got hot inside the capsule.
But they went further than the other two, didn't they?
No, I was going to get to that too.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Getting back to your first point, there was a physician assistant, 29 years old, a geoscientist, an aerospace data engineer, an Air Force veteran.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like they could get there until, of course, you include the cruise billionaire you mentioned earlier and benefactor, mission commander Jared Isaacman, who was only 38 years old. How do you get $1 billion at 38? I don't know.
I want to marry him.
Oh, no. I'd do that for a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar. So they were 585 kilometres above the Earth's surface.
That's a long
that
way further.
Higher than the International Space Station or the Hubble Space Telescope, farthest any human has flown from Earth since NASA's Apollo moon program ended in 72.
Do you reckon they went, though, or was it just make-believe, Robert? Just asking.
What, this one?
Yeah, is it just a furphy?
No, but of course they did.
All right, okay.
Do you know how much they reckon it cost?
How much?
Roughly $200 million to get them up there.
Wow.
That was that's the ticket.
Well,
that's why everyone needs to know a billionaire and we can all go to space.
Well, speaking of money, how much are those on SAS Australia earning? Now, your mate Manu, who we're going to speak, is it tomorrow? Because we want to find out from Manu, do the French people hate all Aussies now? Do French hate Aussies because we reneged on the submarine contract?
I wasn't sure how to take his message when he sent back.
What did he say?
We'll find out tomorrow.
Okay, we'll find out. But Manu, have a guess what he's getting no special fee. Now, he's off of SAS, part of the network contract, so appearance rolls into his annual contract requirements.
What? Yeah, well, so he didn't get it. Razoo?
He got... Oh, where's the spirometer?
Well, he is getting... I mean, he's on a contract fee.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the spirometer's not on.
You sign up for the job.
Got Jack.
And they say, can you come and have a chat with Paddy Gerrard every morning? And we go, no problem. We can do that.
Yeah.
And then halfway through your contract, they say, actually, we'd like to flog the living out of you.
All right. The spirometer's not on.
It wasn't on.
No.
So we'd like to flog the living...
Oh, out of you.
That'll do. Out of you.
Yeah.
And it's just part of your contract.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, mate. I said I'd do any TV show that you had coming up.
But not this. No wonder he pulled out early. Sam Burgess is on anywhere between 150 and 200Ks. Pete Murray, the singer, between 50 and 70Ks. Hasn't he been shortchanged? The Pooh is on 100K.
100K.
Kobe Abedin, 50 to 60K. Bryn Edelson, 50 to 70K.
50 to 70. So it's somewhere between 50 and 100.
Yeah. But it's only two weeks' work.
It irks me that some of them get so much less than others.
Well, I reckon the reason because...
Who's on the big cookies?
Sam Burgess, 150 to 200Ks. Because of highest paid celebrity, because he scores the big bucks, he's the most controversial, and will, in the
most
eyes of
controversial.
Casting... Well, in the eyes of casting
Until
managers...
Until one of them whips out their... On TV, then all of a sudden controversial.
And because he'll create more talk. But it's the show shot over 14 days.
You're controversial every time you go to the gym.
You weren't supposed to mention that. It's shot over 14 days with a 13-episode run plus a reunion special. So that's how much money they earn. A good news saw on the news last night, Robert, that some of our beaches here on the coast are going to have that helping hand this summer with the drones going beaches right from, well, virtually from the border right down to the border on the east coast, which is really bloody good.
Border to the border.
Now, are you're back into the swim, aren't you?
Well, the councils are going to be able to reopen outdoor public pools as long as there is a stringent COVID safety plan approved by New South Wales Health.
Now, last time you did it, it was only you had to book. Wonder if that's going to be in place.
Oh, I don't know.
Because you had to book.
To book your lane. You're allowed for a certain window and you'd go and you'd have your time and then, You know what it was good for? It was good for having a bit of space in the pool. Because I hate when you get in a lane and there's six people already in it. I will not get in. I just go, nah, I don't want someone swimming right up behind me because I know I'm slow.
Yeah.
Or you get that lane where there's the old bloke that does his laps every 15 minutes he takes him to do a lap because he's doing, I don't know how they float, but it's a lot of gut there, I suppose. But they just sort of somehow stay afloat and they just go real slow. So anyway, I've avoided all that now.
So what have you done?
I've become an ocean swimmer.
Oh, there we go. When did this come about?
Yeah.
This week, from the weekend, did that?
Since I went snorkeling with my daughter Greta and realised that you're so much more buoyant in the ocean. And when
the salt keeps you up.
Yeah, that's right.
You will never sink in the Dead Sea, mate. You'll be laughing.
No, you walk across it.
Yeah, of course you could.
And the thing is, because the water's still a bit cold, so I wear a steamer, so there's more buoyancy. So,
you know when you put your steamer on, does it?
No, it just holds you up. I feel like I'm swimming for Olympic gold when I get in the water in the ocean.
I know, but when you zip up, because they're very skin tight, does it?
You just buy a wetsuit that fits.
Okay.
You have not got into one for a while, but your gut does stick out a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And then I put my flippers on. Yeah. With flippers on in the ocean.
Do other people think, oh, they're filming a comedy scene down here? when you put on your steamer, goggles, your flippers.
Wait for me to get a fake duck bill over my mouth. No, but then you know what else I do?
What? What do you do?
I put on not just swimming goggles,
right,
but a full face mask.
Oh, wow.
Like a full snorkeling mask.
Yeah.
So I can see everything.
Wow.
Because it's nice to be able to see the bottom when you're swimming. And
but what about
a snorkel? But what... so I don't even have to breathe.
How do you go with the your rump? Trying to fit it in.
Mate. With the buoyancy of the salt water,
yeah,
a wetsuit,
yeah,
flippers, yeah, a snorkel and a mask,
yeah,
my bum doesn't even get wet.
Oh, right, okay.
It stays up like a periscope out of the water.
Wouldn't like to be looking out of that eye.
Yeah. I could carry a cat from Terrigal.
And it wouldn't get wet.
To Wombrel, it wouldn't even get wet.
There you go. So, but it's...
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M, mm-hmm, and family to bulk, mm-hmm, up the numbers,
yeah,
download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast, mm-hmm, with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.